The Vietnam War, it's over. Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Vito to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for April 29th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Jenny. How are you doing, Jenny?
I'm great, Taryn. I wasn't sure what to expect about doing an update this late in the season, and wow, did we ever get a good day yesterday to talk about, so I'm pumped to be back.
Oh boy, we've got some stuff to talk about today because we are here to tell you everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother Canada 7 live feeds. And we got a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
Lots going on. Lots changing. Lots is being talked about. Lots of people being convinced to do things
that are not in their best interests.
It's all over the place.
Yeah.
So let's get straight into it. It was day 58 in the house. Day 58 in that Big Brother Canada 7 house. And we start the day with a bang because last night, the night before, Dane, he was dead. People were calling for Dane's funeral. Something needs to happen. He needs to somehow survive. Anthony told him he doesn't have his vote. But Dane says, I'm not dead yet. I got to work on Dougie. Got to get his vote. So Dane came up with a plan and he approached Anthony in the morning. And I told you about this yesterday. I said, hey, Dane, he did give a very impassioned plea to Anthony, and hey, it might work. You never know. And I did the thing, oh, I always do this when I make correct predictions and I should stop. I was like, probably not, but it could happen. And people are like, Taryn's so crazy. Stop saying these things. I'm like, okay, probably not, but it could. I see it. I need to stop saying the probably not.
Trust your gut, Taryn, I guess.
Yeah. Then people will be like, oh, Taryn, so crazy.
Well, it's going to change like 8 more times before Thursday anyway. So you could have been fine with whatever you said.
Yes. Well, so Dane approaches Anthony. And he had rehearsed this a little bit to himself. He starts off by showing Anthony his study guide. And there's something very raw about this plea. Part of it is that his calendar looks like something a child made because it's got like noodles and stuff on it. And I think there's something vulnerable
macaroni
about
art.
That. Yeah. There's something vulnerable about that. That like it's
I made
so
you this
earnest.
Art.
Yeah.
This is my proudest achievement, Daddy.
I've been working so hard on this all season and it looks like a 5-year-old made it. Like there's something earnest about that. So he shows Anthony his study
guide.
He's
got the same amount of teeth as a 5-year-old. He's doing the macaroni art. He's trying to please his daddy. It's
please don't
beautiful.
Kill me, Poppy. I need you.
We need each other.
Yes, he shows Anthony the study guide. He says, look, sometimes we haven't seen eye to eye in this game. But you know what? Kobe and Shaq never always saw eye to eye. Kobe and Shaq never did. We need each other in this game, Anthony. We need each other. You can beat Adam in physical competitions, but you can't beat Adam in mental competitions. I have been studying every day in this house. I can beat Pikes in physical competitions. I can beat Pikes in mental competitions, and I can help you study with this too, if you want to try. You think Kira's going to take you to the end? You think Mark is going to take you to the end? You think Adam is going to take you? They're all scared of you, man. They all have been talking all season long about how you are so good with your words. It's going to be so hard to beat you in the end. They're scared of you. I am not scared of you. I have had a vision of sitting with you in the final two since day two in this house, Anthony. You need me, man. You're going to need me. I need you right now, and you're going to need me. I promise you, on my dad, I am taking you to the finals, even if that means I lose $100,000.
I'm playing the part of Anthony right now because I'm saying absolutely nothing.
That's perfect. That's perfect. Anthony, he's just standing there saying nothing. This is genuinely just like I sat through the whole thing this morning. It's one of the reasons why my notes took so long. This is the whole thing right here. I did shorten a little bit, but
did you transcribe the whole thing?
look, I transcribed it.
Okay. You know. Wow.
I do not want to see them in the finals with you. They all talk about how hard it's going to be to beat you in the finals. I don't want to see that happen. I haven't told anybody about our final two all season long. I know this game inside out, man. I've been watching for 20 years. I know the final three competition, the final part, it's going to be mental. I can beat Adam in the physical. You can beat Adam in the physical, but you can't beat him in the mental. I can beat him in the mental. That's what's going to be. That's that final part. I can beat him and I can take you. You need me. You need me, man. I know we haven't always seen things the same way, but you know what? So are the greatest teams, they never always see things the same way. You know what? Kobe and Shaq, they did it. They won, even though they had disagreements. You need me. I love you, man. I have these days memorized. Every day I go out and I run and I think about this, man. Please. My back is against the wall. I need you. Adam thinks it's me and him. I need him to think that. I need him to vote for me to stay. But he never knew about me and you. He never knew. It's always been me and you. If Adam beats me, and you know what? If I lose, if Adam beats me, I want you to take it. I'll convince him to take you. But you need me, man. You need me. I don't want you to leave it up to chance. Please. Anthony, finally, after never saying anything, says, let's meet up in an hour.
That moment was amazing. Let's meet up in an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Just walks out of the room.
And Dane says, I love you, man. And then Anthony's walking out of the room. He's about to open the door. Dane goes, Anthony, I love you, man.
This happens like 20 times in this day. So we have to get more of these, like, these dramatic music edits. Like, this whole end game is a soap opera, like this, I love you, bro, intense man love stuff. And I'm obsessed with it. I want all of the dramatic music edits with these moments. Cause even with watching them without the dramatic music, that's how they feel. Like, you can just picture it being added.
Yeah, I feel like after the season ends, somebody has to give like an edit of this week, just with Guy Love from Scrubs, that song. It's Guy Love, because there's so much Guy Love happening.
I love it. Nothing I love more than like bros that love their bros and are like comfortable sharing hugs, little kisses, telling each other they love each other.
Tears.
Like, yeah. Tears, all sorts of stuff. Like, this is, people don't like the dominant male alliance, but I really like this one, and it's really been enjoyable to see how this all breaks down at the end, where it's like the relationships are so complex because everyone is, you know, close with each other, and they all love each other. So I'm here for the bro love forever.
So there you go. That was Dane's plea to Anthony, and afterward, Anthony is sitting in the room by himself, hands in his head in his hands. He's thinking. He's going to have a conversation with Kira a little bit later, where Kira is talking about Adam and how, Adam's going to be so hard to beat. We have to beat him. Basically mimicking exactly what Dane was just saying. Kira also is going to be like, Adam, he's the worst. He's a god complex. He sucks at this game. If he didn't win competitions, he would have been out so much earlier. Like Kira really getting into Adam. For whatever reason, because, you know, I don't know.
Why not?
Kira.
Yeah.
Then Anthony goes to Adam and they have a conversation. Anthony is going to give Adam some more dirt on Dane, but this time also some on Mark. It was Dane and Mark, really. He says, Dane and Mark, they were always playing the middle in between us. They were keeping us separated, Adam, keeping us thinking that we couldn't trust each other. Dane always running back and forth between the two of us. Mark always trying to plant seeds. They were always saying that you and Sam were trying to get me out. And Adam's like, no, never. And he's like, I knew. Sam was always very inviting. In conversations. And I'm like, I thought you always wanted Sam out. And he's like, me? No, that was all Dane. Dane always wanted Sam out. Dane was always saying that we needed to get Sam out. Oh, we need to get Adam out too. Adam and Sam, they're dangerous. We need to get them out. Adam's, okay. And Anthony's like, you have always been the loyal one. Adam, I want to work with you to the end. And Adam says, I hear that. I feel like it's best for my game if Dane stays, because if Mark and Kira will both take me out in the final four, Dane will not. And Anthony says, well, I mean, if that's what you want, we can decide that together. You know, I want to work with you, Adam. I can be on board with that decision for you.
This is Anthony for the rest of the day. Is, you know, it's their idea, and he's receptive to it and lets it fester as the day goes on. So much talking. He does not stop this entire day, and so he lets Adam bring it to him, and he's like, you know what, that's a possibility.
Yeah, man, if you feel like you need Dane in this game, we can have a conversation. We can make this decision together. Anthony also says, okay, so here we go. I'm going to ask you one time, and I'm going to take your word for it. Are we going final two? Adam says, from everything you've told me? Yeah. From everything you've told me, Adam is trying to leave himself an out here that if you're lying to me about this stuff,
then no,
this is null and void. But if everything you've told me is true, then yes. And there is definitely enough truth in what Anthony is telling him that I do think that this is somewhat binding. Adam is going to feel guilty about it. He's like, isn't this what Dane was doing? Isn't this what we're mad that Dane was doing? And Anthony's like, no, because Dane was doing it because he was disloyal. We're doing it because we're the only loyal ones.
Anthony really plays up this they're the two most loyal people, and that it's been Dane and Mark that have been trying to put a wedge between the two of them. So it's not disloyal if you're moving away from the disloyal people to be with the person that's loyal. So it's like this weird, like, web of loyalty that justifies you know, what Adam's concerned about.
Yes. So there you go. Adam and Anthony have made a final two. And Adam came up with the idea that he wants to keep Dane. And Anthony was like, okay, if that's what you want, Adam. So Anthony is going to then start working a little bit on Kira. Kira, man, this Dane guy, don't you feel bad for me? I feel so bad for Dane. He's a legend in this game. I mean, we have to get him out. He's a legend in this game, but I do feel bad. He's truly treated us well. You know, he hasn't blown up. He's been very kind. I do feel bad. I'm just so glad I have you here, Anthony. You're like family. You know, I can come to you and talk about this stuff. I'm just so glad I have you, Anthony, to tell me what to do. No, that's not what happens.
No, that's not what it is. To, you know, be someone I can trust and give me inputs for my cat is like...
Jenny's cat's whiskers keep going into the frame. Just the whiskers.
She's standing behind the computer and she keeps... I'm so sorry. Okay, sorry. She really wants to be a part of this update. She's got a lot of opinions about the work that Anthony did yesterday. Okay, sorry. Back to where we were.
Yes. Yes. And so Anthony is going to go to Dane and say to Dane, hey, you know what? You haven't always been loyal. You haven't always been a man of your word. And, you know, I think ride or die means something different to both of us. Oh. But... I am a man of my word, and so I'm going to keep you here. And it has nothing to do with, you know, who I can be, what's best for me. It's because I love you, and I'm a man of my word, and I'm going to keep my word. I'm with you. I'm with you, Dane.
It was so passive-aggressive, too. Like, yeah. It was just like, to me, being a ride or die means this. And when I ride this, like... It's you know, no matter what, it doesn't matter that you tried to, he goes on about the Corey thing again, but like the whole thing is just like, it's not about being strong or, you know, who can win what. That's nothing, but like, that's not it for me. It's that I made you a promise that I ride, like just digging at him being like, that's like what true like loyalty is. And you wouldn't know it, but I gave you my word. But it's so smooth the way he does it, too. Like, it's, I don't know. And Dane is in a desperate position. So he can, like, Anthony can get away with being this kind of, like, I don't know, this passive aggressiveness about what's a real, like, ride or die.
Yeah. And so there we go. Dane talks to the cameras. I'm staying. Anthony. We're going top two, baby! Woo!
I don't know if I've ever seen you jump on one of these. You literally, you elevated there.
Yeah, so...
Someone make that a gift, please.
There you go. Dane has done it! He's staying... this is what I mean when I, like... Dane... Fantastic plea. He knew exactly what buttons to push with Anthony, and so Dane has truly saved himself in this spot. Dane done a fantastic job. Adam, in the meantime, is about to break some comp records, and I do think his social and strategic game very underrated. And Anthony is showing just an unbelievable amount of influence, managing to convince Kira to put Dane and Adam up in the first place. And we haven't even gotten yet to what Anthony is about to do with Kira, which is just absurd. These are truly the three greatest players, I think.
I need it to be.
Yeah,
like, I need it. Those three, like, you know, this is the trajectory at this point. I know that I've joked that it's going to change a bunch before Thursday. You never, like, you know, like everyone says, who knows with Anthony? Anthony tends to get what he wants and he could totally change his mind. But if this is the true trajectory, like, best final three in, I can't even, I can't even think of the last time there's been, definitely not in Big Brother Canada history, I would say. It's insane. And they all do this similar things well, but like have, like, it would truly just be like a really interesting final three, because I don't really know what that jury is going to value the most, because there's so much value in all of their games in different ways. It's fantastic.
Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors and we'll be right back. And we're back. So let's get back to the show. So this decision from Anthony, I think, you know, he's trying to lock in Adam, taking him to the final two, lock in Dane, taking him to the final two. It's safer. I mean, it really is. I think that Dane pointed out correctly that, hey, Mark will take Kira to the final two. Mark will take Kira. He will cut you. He will take Kira. Then that day, this is, I think, either yesterday or the day before, Mark goes to Anthony and says, yeah, Kira's talking to me about final two. Don't worry, though. I'm not buying it. I'm loyal to you, Anthony. And I think Anthony was like, this might be a problem. This might be a problem. Mark might take Kira. Kira might take Mark. And I can tell you that just this morning, Kira was telling Anthony, Mark is the only person I can beat in the game. If I'm Anthony and Kira just betrayed their closest friend, Adam, because they couldn't beat him, how do I feel about Kira moving forward to the final three when they're telling me that they can't beat me, they can only beat Mark? I think that has a lot to do with Anthony's decision to keep Dane and Adam, who are both Adam, who, when he found out he was dead in the water, cried. Gave Anthony a hug, said, I love you anyway, man. I'm going to make sure you win in the end. So he's loyal to the soil. And Dane, who just gave this passionate plea, who genuinely will take Anthony to the end. And he feels like, you know what? I'm a good talker. I can beat these guys in the final two. Whether or not that's true, we'll find out. I think it's going to be close no matter what. But I think he's feeling like I need to get there first. And I might not get, and I can't win anything. So in order to get there, I need to make sure that I guarantee my spot, by having people that will take me. And that's what this decision comes down to.
Yeah, it definitely seems that his strategy in terms of getting there with people that he knows he can beat in a Mark and Kira is, it's no longer, because Anthony is about loyalty, and, you know, the things that have been leading up to, you know, the pinnacle of yesterday shows that Mark and Kira are actually not the people that are most likely to stick loyal. And, you know, he's seen now with Adam, Dane is in a desperate position. And if he manifests it, but if he manages to make it so that Dane stays this week and Dane owes him his life, and they've had this bond since, you know, day two, that is his best route to the end. And yeah, you're absolutely right. Like he definitely thinks that he can talk, you know, maybe he won't beat Adam, maybe he won't beat Dane, but he feels that he's got the ability to talk to the jury. We have yet to see whether that will actually work out for him. But yeah, he's got to get himself there somehow. So the loyalty rankings have changed, and it seems like this is what is resulting in this change to try and keep Dane.
Yes. So Dane is going to talk to Adam and let him know, hey, I need your vote, man. I think Anthony is on board, but I'm going to need you too. And Adam says, you're not going anywhere. You're good. So there it is. They talk about Mark and how angry he was about Adam not using the veto, and how he still resents Adam for that and how dumb that is. Mark will definitely take Kira to the end. They don't want that. They don't want Kira getting anywhere near the end. They have to get rid of Kira next week. You know, and so, Adam is very excited. It's like, oh, I can't wait. I can't wait for the eviction night when you stay and Kira's blindsided. Oh, it's going to be so good. It's going to be so good.
Yeah, Kira's totally going to be blindsided by this. It's definitely, yes. It's definitely Adam's in on something that Kira isn't.
Yes, because there's no way ever that Kira would ever want Mark to leave over Dane. Not in a million years. They know that Mark is the only person they can meet. Everyone's been telling me all week long how Kira's making smart decisions because they know that Mark is the only person they can beat. And they're making their own decisions, not influenced by anyone. Let's find out.
And taking out Dane is like the biggest move of the season. So why, you know, why would Kira possibly, you know, take out Mark, who they can beat in the final two, their best bet to beat in the final two, and not take the swing at Dane, one of the biggest players in the season, and have that be the big move on their resume? Why?
Jenny, why are we setting this up like Kira's going to change their mind? Obviously, that's not going to happen.
They're not. No, no way.
Anthony talks to Kira. Anthony says, hey, Kira, guess what? Mark wants you out. What? Yeah. He was talking. He was saying, we need to get Kira out next. Kira's like, oh, you know, now Mark's thinking he can't beat me anymore because I made the biggest move all season and I'm such a jury threat now. Now he knows he can't beat me. And he's like, exactly.
That is exactly why.
And then they go, so now he's just trying to get 20 grand because he knows he can't win against any of us. So now he's just trying to find the best person to get to second place with. And he's like, exactly, sure. Exactly. He's just going to try and ride with the boys thing to the end. You know, he knows he can only get second place. So he's going to saddle up with, you know, the strongest players so he can get guarantee himself second place. And that's why he needs you gone. That's exactly it. You know, and Mark, he was always the first one to start snaking the other guys in the guys thing. He was always the one that wanted to take a shot. When Mark opened up to Anthony about how, hey, when I put Adam up, that was me testing the waters. He thought that he could trust Anthony with that information. But what that told Anthony was that Mark was disloyal and Anthony doesn't like that. That happened weeks ago. Anthony has held on to that. And now Anthony is using it with Kira. And Mark always wanted to betray the other guys. He's like the Joker. He just wants chaos. That's his favorite character, is the Joker. He just wants Kevin Martin is his favorite player. Kevin Martin was sneaky. He always was a sneaky player. Or at least so I've heard.
My favorite thing about when Anthony like talks to Kira especially is how he says certain things like the Joker thing, snaking the guys, and then you hear later like Kira basically parroting the things that like Anthony has said, like using the exact examples, using the Joker, using the, you know, the term of like snaking you or is a snake. I just love seeing those little like word, like those brain worms, you know, go into it. And then Kira is basically just spouting off. It's exactly like what Anthony has said. And it's now their thoughts.
Yes. So Kira's going to go off about how much they hate Mark. He doesn't deserve to be there. You know, they know he's the only one they can beat, but does he even deserve to get that far? I don't know. So that conversation, Anthony does not propose anything because Kira is not influenced.
Slowly there.
Yeah, Kira's not influenced by people. They come up with their own ideas outside of all influence. So
he's just setting up a conversation and just, you know, providing Kira with a safe place to talk about their feelings towards Mark, because there's a point where Kira's like, sorry, I just like needed to get some of this out. Like Kira starts, you know, talking about their feelings towards Mark and how they don't really like him that much. And you know, at this point, Anthony's just being an ear and just being like, yeah, you can tell me how you feel about this. That is kind of how he is. He tries to talk down to people. So you know, it moves slow. It just starts off as a conversation about Mark as a person.
Yes. So feeds go down for the veto ceremony. And by the way, when Dane was celebrating, he was like, man, I just hope Kira doesn't put Anthony on the block. If Kira puts Anthony on the block, I am dead. Because Kira should put Anthony on the block. Absolutely. That he should have gone up on the block in the first place. Never should have been Adam. And so, you know, he's like, please, Kira, please be stupid enough to put Mark on the block. Veto ceremony happens. Adam takes himself down, and Mark does, in fact, replace Adam on the block. After the feeds come back, Kira's going to have a conversation with Dane. They've been thinking. They've been having some thoughts on their own. They've come to a conclusion on their own. They've made a decision on their own. They've decided that Mark is really shady. And the Dane, you know what? He deserves to be here more than Mark. What do you think about that, Dane?
Sounds like a sounds like something I'm very into. Yeah.
Mark, I think that makes sense.
Shady. Yeah. And also, he knows the days. But you know who else knows the days? Dane. Mm. And we're back to the conversation about Kira. Don't you need somebody to go against, to be able to battle Adam in these late game competitions? Who can you beat?
And Dane is playing.
Trust me.
Yeah, Dane is playing up the sad card. You know, I would owe you everything in this game, Kira. I would owe you my life. Really hamming it up for Kira. And Kira, you know, totally on their own has come up with this decision. And so they're like, you know what? Maybe we can keep you in this game. Maybe I can go talk to Anthony. Maybe we can talk to Anthony or each together, and maybe we can convince him to keep you in this game.
That was so fun to watch. Like, I might be able to work on Anthony. Oh my God, Kears, if we can just get Anthony and we can make this happen. I trust you. I feel good with you. I feel good with Anthony. Kira's like, yeah, I feel good with Anthony too. I think, I don't know, I might be able to talk to him. Like, oh my God, if only you knew what has been going on all day.
And don't tell Adam. Adam can't know.
Don't. Adam knows nothing, right? Adam cannot be a part of this conversation because we're not good with Adam anymore. It's now Dane's full loyalty is to Kira, because if Kira is going to save him, then he owes them the world. Adam's dead to them.
I started this week and I didn't think that Kira could get worse. I didn't think it. I started this week saying, in a season of dumb moves, this could be the most brain dead move. This could be the worst of all the moves. Somehow Kira has had the worst HO all season long. All season long, we've had the pretty boys, we've had HOHs win and not take a shot at the pretty boys. They haven't made good moves to their game. They've gone home immediately after their HOH. We got to the final five. There's four pretty boys. There's one Kira. Kira can't mess this up. And yet, they've had the worst HOH of everyone this season. How is that possible? It's
insanity. Can I get you jumping up and down again? My favorite part was there was a point when I think it was when Kira is talking to Dane later last night, and they're like, this will be the dumbest move if you go back to Adam. Like, you're acknowledging that this is like absolutely risky and dumb, and you're putting like, what? You know this is dumb. There's a part of you that knows this is dumb. Why are you doing this?
It's too much.
It's insane.
It's too much.
But you have to give credit. Like, and then you, like, as much as you have to be like, oh my God, Kira, what are you doing? It's absolutely like artful watching the way that Anthony handles Kira. Like,
yeah.
So as much as you have to, you know, indict Kira for, you know, making this boneheaded move, and totally ruining, you know, their one chance to kind of help them get to the end. You do have to give a lot of credit to, Anthony's control over
It's ridiculous. I mean, there's already been a conversation this morning between Anthony and Kira that I can update you on tomorrow. It's just, it's insane. It's insane. Kira is the person all season that we've been like, Kira, weirdly, has no social capital in the game, no strategic bone in their body, can't win a competition, but at the very least, they seem to have the best read on people like Anthony. They point out how manipulative Anthony is, that he uses people's weaknesses against them, and somehow they are more snowed than even Corey was, because at least with Corey, Anthony was loyal to her, but not the case with Kira.
No. And like, they're so convinced that this is their plan and this is their move and that they're doing this to propel them further in the game, and that like that this is what's best for them. And later on you see Anthony and Kira talking, and he continues to like, he's so good at like hyping up other people, and is just trying to like boost Kira's confidence about making this move. And somehow when the move that they were supposed to make in taking out Dane, that was supposed to be such a badass, like the best move of the game, it's, you see him actually trying to like refigure the move of keeping Dane as like this badass move. And he's like, yeah, you get the black toque on, you know, badass Kira. It's going to be so amazing. Like, I love this kind of Kira. And like, this is the exact opposite of the badass move that was supposed to be the best thing for Kira's game. And yet he finds his way of like, you know, hyping Kira up to think that this is like their, you know, beautiful move that they're going to make, when the rest of us are sitting here being like, what?
Yeah, he's convinced them that they've made the biggest move all season, and that they are a star, and they are now the biggest jury threat left in the house just by making those nominations. And now they don't even have to follow through with the nominations because they've already made the move. They're already the biggest jury threat. The jury hasn't even seen this happen yet. And Kira already has adjusted their own image of themselves to be this massive jury threat, that they are this big player in the game. He's talking to them. This is from today, but you know, whatever. He's talking to them about like, you know, You've done more than me in this game. And Kira's like, no, you've done at least as much as me. And Anthony's like, yeah, but I had power in this game. You never had power in this game. And yet you still managed to do so much. And Kira's like, you're right. I never had anyone backing me up. I never had any power. And yet I'm here and I made these moves. He convinces people that they're lions. He's truly, it was like Dr. Will handed out cool kid club cards. Anthony hands out like lion certificates. You're a lion. You're a lion.
You're a lion.
Do you see me?
Everyone's a lion.
I know a lion when I see one. And you are a lion as long as I tell you you are. Oof. What are you going to do? So, Kira, talking to Dane, says, you know what, Dane, weirdly, I trust you now. I feel like I can trust you. Isn't that weird? I don't know how that happened. Maybe
suddenly I just started feeling like I can trust you.
Like, I was watching nature documentaries and I saw these lions, and then all of a sudden in my head, I was just like, I can trust Dane. I don't know where that came from.
There was a lion with a missing tooth, and it came over to me, and the other lion, and it was there for it. I really am dying to see what happened while the feeds were down, because, you know, we see the conversations between Kira and Anthony leading up to the veto ceremony. And like we were saying before, it was still very much just like, yeah, like, you know, there was no talk of, okay, we're putting Mark on the block and we're going to save Dane. And then somehow after the ceremony, Kira, you know, goes and has this conversation with Dane where they're like, you know, I feel like I can trust you. And, you know, Mark is a snake. He's a joker. So I really want to know what happened in that time, because I feel like there had to have been another conversation between Kira and Anthony. At least one more.
I think there were like three or four.
Yeah, I think
what happened is that Anthony teed it up, and then Kira was like, "Hmm," and then pitched the idea to Anthony. Maybe we should keep Dane, and Anthony was like, "Hmm, that's a good idea." That's a good idea. Let's think about that. How should we go about doing that? Here's what you need to do. You need to go talk to Dane and say these things. Then, after the nomination ceremony, Kira talked to Dane, said those things. Kira goes to Anthony after that conversation with Dane, and we did see this conversation. Kira said, "I did what you told me to do with Dane."
Right, yes. So that's what I want to see, what you told me to do. That is the conversation I'm waiting for. But so, it's still Kira's idea, even though they went and did what Anthony told them to do. This is still their move. Don't forget, Taryn.
They have this conversation. Kira's like, Adam's going to think I'm so stupid for keeping Dane. And Anthony's like, no. He's going to think you're a genius because it's a genius move. And Kira's like, yeah. Kira's like, I talked to Dane. I had him crying in my lap. And Anthony's like, oh, you're sick. You're so good. Oh, my God. It's so bad. It's so bad. So that conversation happens. Dane, after this conversation with Kira, was like, Kira's keeping me? What? I'm staying in this house. Dan Giesing, I hope you're proud. I hope I make you proud, Dan.
When I watched that, I thought he said something else. Like I think he said like Dan Giesling. Maybe he didn't have his teeth in or something. But yeah, when he said Dan Giesling, it was like a muffled. I was like, did he just thank Dan Giesling or somebody else?
It might have been one of those moments where it's like you're about to say the name and then you realize I'm not exactly sure what the name Dan Giesling.
What their name is? There was enough of the consonants. Dan Giesling. Blame it on the teeth. Dan Giesling.
Kira is going to kind of, you know, later in the night, talk to themselves like, I hope this is the right move. Mark is the only person I can beat, but I just don't want him there. And, Dane would owe me his life. And there's not even any logic to follow at this point. It's literally just Anthony said, but what are you going to do? That's basically what we have from yesterday in terms of the gameplay here. We did get, they had a competition to see who could stack the most Cheerios. Yeah.
Adam used noodle to keep it together.
So Adam
was a fake. Yeah.
Adam doesn't like losing. And so he wanted to play a prank on the other guys. Cause he couldn't get past 15, I think. And so he used a couple of noodles to stick in the hole of the Cheerios to keep them standing up. And he stacked 21 in a little tower. And
there was like a dedicated feed on that for like an hour, I swear.
And so he's so ready to play this prank. He had Kira knew that there was a noodle in there. And he was like, well, I'm going to go get Dane and like pretend that I just did this like totally, without cheating. And so he runs upstairs. He's like, hey, Dane, I got 21. And he's like, no, you didn't. No, you didn't. And Dane comes running down and he looks at him, he's like, of course you'd. Oh my God, Adam, that is ridiculous. How did you do that? Oh my, that is crazy. And Kira's like, didn't you just put a noodle in it? And Adam was like, Kira, that was the whole point. That was the whole joke. Why you always ruin things? Kira's like, oh, I forgot. I forgot. I was just thinking out loud. I forgot that you were trying to trick him.
Oh my God. Kira forever, you know, doing great things for Adam.
Kira is such that person.
Yes. Yes. Oh God.
I decided that was.
Yeah, there was a metaphor there for sure. Yeah. There was, there was a conversation, and I don't know if maybe I'd missed something in between, but Anthony said PB in front of, because I know you guys were talking about it yesterday, where Kira wants to know the Alliance name, and they're playing off that there wasn't a name, they never named it. But have they told Kira that it's Pretty Boys? Because there was a point, because I watched Anthony kind of slip up on it, and it was really funny to watch, because they're having a conversation and he's just like, well, you were thinking something about like the PB thing. He says PB, and Kira's like, the what? And then you can kind of see Anthony's face go like, you know, like, oh no, that's not what I said. And Kira's like, the PB. And then he's like, you know, the brotherhood, the guy thing. And then like, it just kind of like, they just kind of go back in the conversation. I'm like, Anthony totally let that slip. I mean, it doesn't matter at this point, but like Anthony definitely said PB to Kira yesterday.
Yes. Yes. He slipped out. He's
getting so near the end.
So used to saying PB.
Yeah. Well, he can say PB to literally everyone else in the house at this point. So
yeah.
Just one more person.
He should have just been like, peanut butter. Loyal to the peanut butter. I love peanut butter.
I'm loyal to the peanut butter.
It's a great food. Very tasty. You can eat it by itself. Goes on lots of other things. It's great.
Loyalty. It's a loyal condiment. So always stick to things.
Yes. there you go. That's what we got for you there. So looks like Mark is gonna go home this week on Kira's HOH. Mark, with Kira's blessing.
I don't feel bad for Mark. Like, Mark has done himself no favors with like, you know, anyone really wanting to stick their neck out to keep him. So, I mean, it's a little bit of a victim of circumstance thing, but ultimately I think this is about Anthony not feeling safe with Mark and, you know, knowing that he's puts himself in a better position of, you know, loyalty with the other two guys. And obviously their control over Kira. So, I'm shedding no tears for Mark.
Yeah. They eventually, because Kira sleeps in the HOH room, all the guys are sleeping in the blue room together. And they had like a long late night conversation where Mark was just being Mark,
just being Mark.
Yeah.
Doing Mark things.
Yeah. So, I mean, looks like Mark, the least loyal of the Pretty Boys, will in fact be the one to go here. Although, as we said, this is Anthony we're talking about. Anthony, who is prone to changing his mind just because he can. Like, he's literally, he wants to change it, so he does. And he makes it happen. He's convinced Kira to put Adam on the block, take Adam out of the game, then take Dane out of the game, then now Mark. Literally every other person except for him. So if he decides that, you know what, maybe I do want Mark in the game, maybe I would rather have Dane go, he could absolutely make that decision to change his mind. He could get Kira on board to take Dane out again, and Dane would be gone. And so there's lots of time left for that to happen as well. So what are you going to do?
If it flips, I want it to flip back. That's all I have to say.
Yes,
multiple times. I want this to happen so badly.
Because basically what happens if Mark leaves, everyone is gunning to get Kira out in the next final four. Kira can't play in the HOH, so they have to leave. They have to win the final four veto, beating Adam, Dane, and Anthony. Now, if it's a mental competition, they have a chance. Dane says he's great at these competitions. We haven't actually seen it play out yet. So theoretically they have a chance, but definitely not looking great. This is their worst case scenario by every measure, that they've pissed Adam off. They've pissed Dane off, and Mark is going to leave, and even Anthony is not loyal to them anymore. So absolute worst case scenario. It looks like Kira will probably leave in the final four, which means the final three would consist of Adam, Dane, and Anthony. And what a final three that would be. I still, you know, I have no idea. I don't even know necessarily who has the leg up in that final three, because they're all so great. But I have learned, don't doubt Anthony. He has never lost a battle except for when the twist came and the secret assassin thing happened. Apart from that, he has never lost anything. He has never failed in any vote, except for you might maybe the Laura one. He didn't want Laura to go, but that was the first week. So it's going to be exciting. I think that's an exciting final three, and it can go any which way. So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, I it'll be interesting if we get down to that, and we get to the point where we discuss potential jury votes, because I truly, it's like there's still so much between now and then that I feel could be a determinant factor in where some of these votes go, because who knows what this jury respects, because there's so much to respect in terms of the game.
And because here's another thing, I thought that Anthony's going to be betraying Kira and Mark. That's dangerous. But he already has Kira on board. So now the blame is split up, and I think that Mark would be like, wow, you got Kira to want to evict me, dude, you're the best player I've ever seen. I think that Mark would be a vote for Anthony. I think that Kira would be a vote for Anthony, because Kira was on board with the decision at this point, and Anthony's not going to be the one to evict them. So those are two very important votes for Anthony in the finals, because he also has Corey. That's three votes right there, automatic. And two people who very well could take him there no matter who wins. So he's looking like he's in a good spot. It's interesting.
I think that no matter what, whoever wins the season, based on what I think is happening, it's going to be the best winner of BBCan, I think.
I agree. No matter which one
which
of these
great.
Three wins.
I'm happy. Yeah.
Yeah. No matter which one of these three wins, in my opinion, they're the best Big Brother Canada winner. If Anthony wins, I think he's a top five all time winner. Just saying. All right. That's what we've got for you today. Apparently there will be something happening on the feeds today. And when I say on the feeds, I mean not on the feeds, because the feeds will be down. I believe rumor has it that there might be a family visit. That might be something that happens. So we might not get a ton on the feeds today, but I don't even care at this point. We've had such great feeds the last few days. This week has been so good. So look forward to that. I will be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today, if there's anything that happens today on the Big Brother Canada 7 live feeds. And then tomorrow night, we will have the roundtable. We'll update the stock watch, talk about this week in Big Brother Canada, get some ratings of the players, which should be very fun and interesting. And also some ratings of the season. I feel like this week has definitely done a lot to repair the overall image of the season, or at least I would hope so, because it's been so good. At the very least, to rate this week as very good. And so that'll be interesting. I'll of course have the form released tomorrow on Twitter at Armstrong Taren. If you are interested in filling that out, it's very nice when people fill that out. So, I'll give another call tomorrow morning when I release it, but, check it out. If you haven't done it before, I think it's easy. I think it's fun. See how you like it. Jenny, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter or Instagram or wherever at Jenny Autumn.
All right. So that's what we've got for you today. Again, make sure you tune in tomorrow. We'll have some great stuff for you in the morning and at night. And I'll see you next time.